And I'm joined by Michelle Hetherington and Sandy Louise to talk about their recent collaboration, A New Era, their song written especially for NAIDOC Week. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to have you. Now, Michelle, I'll begin with you. You started writing poetry from an early age. What role did your grandmother's story play in that?
I guess the role that she played was being from the stolen generation. There was a lot of culture that was lost that she didn't grow up with. So her passing on that knowledge to me with her stories before she passed away gave me a reason to want to share them and share them with everyone so that they could know about culture.
Right. So you've got a story that of hers that sort of is in your new song, haven't you?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So we were actually travelling, I think I was about 11 years of age, and we were travelling through the Northern Territory. We're standing looking at the King River, I think it was, and which is a really scary river full of saltwater crocodiles. She pointed to an area in the landscape and she said, "You see where it's really barren and it's just red soil? That's because the wildflowers don't grow there because it's a massacre site." So that's stuck in my head for a very long time, and that's part of the opening verse, "Before they're gone, remind me, show me where the wildflowers grow."
Oh, that's, well, it's great that you could have a bit of your grandmother in your song.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, always, yeah.
Now, Sandy, you've been performing and writing music for some time. What drew you to Michelle's poetry initially, and when did you realise her words would be great in a song?
Well, it was late last year at a backyard barbecue at Michelle and Phil's, and we were talking about songwriting, and she mentioned how she's been had poetry published, and I said I'd love to see it, and she put one in front of me. It was called "Always Was, Always Will Be," and it was a poem that she'd written for NAIDOC Week in 2020. And as a passionate advocate for reconciliation in Australia, when I read this poem, in my head, I could hear it as a song, and I said, "Oh, we should write a song together." And picked up my guitar and played around with it, and then I sung this poem that Michelle had written back to her as a song. And I said, "I've never written a song for NAIDOC Week, but I'd love to." And we caught up in January, not long after they'd announced the theme, the Next Generation Strength, Vision, Legacy for this year, and wrote A New Era together.
Yep. Oh, that's beautiful. Well, I was going to ask you, Michelle, can you tell us about the collaboration for New Era, its inspiration and the connection to NAIDOC Week?
Yeah, so Sandy did come around, and what I'd done is before she arrived, I'd played around with some verses like as though I was writing a poem, and obviously thinking about strength, vision, legacy, and the fact that it's 50 years of NAIDOC. So Sandy came around with her guitar just like before, and we sat and played around with the words. Obviously we changed a few things that, you know, to fit it in to make it a song. And basically I think it took, 2 hours?
Yeah.
And we had written A New Era. So we were joined with my fiancé Phil. He was playing around with his guitar, and the three of us pretty much just created this beautiful song.
Oh, it was really important to me to have Michelle's culture and history reflected in the lyrics, and it was such a beautiful thing for me to see Michelle's notes that she'd written down before I went over there. Mm. and the way that she talked about her grandmother and what all of the words, you know, in, you know, that strength, vision and legacy, and what it really meant to her as a proud Aboriginal woman.
Well, Sandy, apart from the lyrics, how important was it to give A New Era an Indigenous sound musically?
Oh, very important. And right from the start, we really felt that we wanted that didgeridoo, and we wanted to find a First Nation musician to record that.
And you got someone from a local high school, I believe?
Yeah, actually, I was at a gig at Orica for their open day, and they had an incredible Indigenous dance group there, and Talon was on stage with them. I didn't know him, hadn't met any of them, and their performance blew me away to see that Welcome to Country. And I was performing straight after them, and I wrote on a little bit of paper, "Sandy Louise, we need a didge player for a studio recording, and please ring me." And I actually got the MC to give it to him. while I was going on stage. So,
oh, he must have been really excited about that.
Yeah, his mum reached out to me, but he's a Year 10 student, Talon McLennan at Hunter River High. And actually, last week I had the pleasure and invite to go and perform a new era with him at his school NAIDOC assembly, which was so beautiful.
Oh.
And, very talented artist, and I'm sure he's going to be recording on more music in the future.
I'd be very proud to be playing on it too, I'd say. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, Michelle Hetherington and Sandy Louise, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.